Hello, Anne, and welcome to this exclusive part that we record after the podcast. I'm excited to be with you again, Matt. It's only been a few seconds, but I have a question, which is we didn't touch on it too much in the main podcast. I felt as if I kind of wanted to get into some other things. What you mentioned, Juan Tamariz.
Yeah,
would you be able to elaborate a little more on kind of some of the biggest lessons that you learned from him, kind of what that experience was like? This is a big question, so don't go. I know it's a lot to speak about, but what are some of the things that you learned from being around him?
Right. Well, yeah, so I've always really admired him, and seeing him, videos of him performing a long time ago made a big impression on me. Then I read his books and found, you know, The Theory and Magic Way and books like that to be really inspiring. And of course, Mnemonica, his work on the memorized deck. Then I got a chance to see him perform live at Magi Fest 1 year, and it was amazing. And that was like, did a workshop afterward, and he did a show and lecture and saw him perform in the lobby. And so I assumed that might be the last time I would ever see him live. But he advertised a masterclass that he runs very occasionally at his home in Spain. And it's for like 5 people, 4 days, 8 hours a day. And you just go to Spain and stay at his house and learn from the master. So I did this with 4 other they were all guys. I talked in the podcast about how I don't like the word guys, but in this case, they were. And the 5 of us stayed at his house, and Juan taught us stuff, and we all went out to dinner together, and it was totally amazing. But I would say what I got out of it in the end, most benefited from, was different from what I would have predicted. So that's probably that's how I'll answer your question in an interesting way. So, you know, I just kind of thought he'd just shower us with all the secrets to everything, right? Which to some extent he did. But I mean, of course, you know, you don't get to be like Juan Tamariz by just having a few simple secrets that you learn and then you just share those and now you're Juan Tamariz. I mean, Unfortunately, it's more complicated than that. So, you know, he said a lot of great stuff. A lot of it is written in his books or you can see through his performances, but having it explained in person is great. But I would say what I most got out of it were a couple things. First of all, just the experience of being with other Juan Tamariz acolytes and fans. And then Juan is very nocturnal. So he sleeps during the day and then he wakes up at like 5 p.m. and stays up until 6 in the morning and then goes to bed. So I told you earlier on the podcast that I wake up quite early myself. So I was actually worried about this. But of course, there's a 6-hour time difference in Spain too. And it's perfect. It works the right way for me. So I just never adjusted the time zone. We still all woke up. The rest of us would wake up at like 11 a.m. or noon or something. And then Juan still wouldn't be up till 5 p.m. So we had a lot of time together in the afternoons. Just the 5 of us, the participants. They're just great guys that all had different skills and interests and strengths. And I think we all, you know, had stuff to offer. So we just spent 4 days sessioning and talking and brainstorming and doing magic tricks in addition to all the lessons from Juan. So that was totally unexpected, right? That I'd have all these new friends. And then we actually all got together a year later We formed our own little group that we kept in touch, which we called TPC, which is a joke because Tamariz Perpendicular Control is a move that Juan teaches, but also it was the Tamariz Pupils Club. So we stayed in touch. We got together a year later and did 2 public shows together and, you know, the 5 of us, and then just hung out and did magic tricks as well. This was in Europe, all the other near Vienna. So all the other guys were from Europe and I was the only American. So anyway, that was like amazing. I never expected to get that out of the experience. And the other thing that has more to do directly with Juan is that he the most useful thing we did was probably we did a show at Juan's house for his friends. And he invited them over. These were lay people, for the most part. And they came over to Juan's house and, we all performed. Juan opened and closed the show, and the rest of us each did 15-minute sets in between. And then Juan videotaped it, or his friend Alan videotaped it. And then the next day, Juan watched all the videotapes and then went over them with us and gave us critiques. And he actually had multiple cameras going. So one of the cameras was like a far view of us performing. One was a close-up so you could see what we were doing with our hands on the table. And then the other was just on our feet, which I thought was really strange. But that turned out to be the biggest comment Juan had for me. So he liked my Memdeck trick and, you know, my energy and enthusiasm while performing. And he said, oh, that was all very good. But his critique, his sort of main criticism, was the way I hold my feet, the way I stand, my posture. Which, you know, in retrospect, he writes about this in The 5 Points of Magic. He has a whole book about this kind of thing, in fact, which I had read, but clearly hadn't internalized. And when you first read it, it's a bit of a strange book because it has child's cartoon-like drawings in it. And, you know, it's talking about stuff like this, position of your feet and your eye movement and whatever. And I guess I read it and thought it was interesting, but never incorporated it. So what I realized is that this is serious, real stuff that makes a big impact. And Juan sort of told me that because I wasn't keeping my feet at a 45-degree angle the way he recommends in the book, that when you do that, you can turn to different parts of the audience without actually moving you can just move your upper body, but you don't have to move your feet. And because when you move your feet around, you lose your, you lose the focus of the audience, right? Because you're actually, your whole body's moving. It's a bit distracting. And I make a lot of movements, it turns out, that are a bit distracting for an audience. Just a little bit of a fidgety person. And I guess in teaching, no one ever pointed this out to me, or it's not a problem. But I did, after looking at the video and having Juan Tamariz tell me in person that this is something I need to improve, I took it more seriously. I think I'm a much better performer and teacher in the classroom because of this now, because I pay more attention to just that basic posture, positioning, and the way I hold my feet. So I was never expecting to...
Wow.
you know, fly to Spain and back in order to learn that. But that was one of the things I learned, and I think it's a great lesson.
Love it. that's an awesome story. I don't really have much more to add. That's great.
So there's your bonus content, folks.
Yeah.
Keep your feet at a 45-degree angle. Don't go all the way to Spain and back in order to just learn that. It's actually simpler than that.
Not for you, but for us, luckily.
Yeah, for everybody else. I learned it the hard way.
Yeah. Literally at the feet of the master, I guess.
There you go.
A terrible pun. Okay. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. We'll end this a little bit here.
All right.